If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Chipper here, 2:08 on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chipper, I don't know if you heard the news breaking the last hour or so. The sad news, the Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo, from The Cosby Show, 54 years old, in Costa Rica, drowned swimming.
I just saw that before I came on. I was just reading it. I love Theo. Theo's, yeah. We're the same age. And that was one of my favorite shows, and he was one of my favorite characters. I love Theo. So, yeah, tragic. And I sound like he got caught in a riptide or something.
Riptide, yep.
Yeah, terrible, terrible news.
Well, that's the thing, because we had the individual law enforcement who passed away, was it maybe 6 weeks ago or so? And I tried to have a very respectful conversation with swimming, because there's all sorts of circumstances. Like in this case, sounds like a riptide where maybe a very accomplished swimmer. And maybe Malcolm Jamal Warner was a very good swimmer. I don't know. Right? But you see these swimming stories and you're like, are you putting yourself in a position where you shouldn't be there? But then, like, I still think I'm a decent swimmer. But if I get caught up in a riptide, you get caught up in a riptide, most people have absolutely no chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like you, I consider myself a good swimmer, but circumstances can change that quickly. And
Correct. Yeah.
It's tragic. And you probably, and I don't know what the circumstances we of those cases were, but I could see where you think you're okay. And then all of a sudden you're not. So, it's probably a good reminder to, we're all swimming, in different, whether it's lakes or ocean or whatever, to just be mindful of our surroundings. But, it's sad. 54, it's just way too young.
54. And, like, we had a texter when we were doing Overrated last hour, and this is before the news it broke, about just network TV and how there's, like, do you have a show right now? Because you like, we've talked TV many times in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a show in the last 2-3 years on network TV? That you make an effort to watch? Because I'm with you. No, I the last one I made an effort was This Is Us, because apparently I wanted to cry 4 times during every episode. You know, it's I get PTI. I mean, obviously that's about the there is not a.
What is the last one I've been hooked on? I'm trying on network TV.
Network honestly was This Is Us. I'm not kidding. For me,
goodness, I don't even know.
And while you're thinking, I bring that up because you think of Thursday nights.
They're all like HBO, Curb Enthusiasm. I mean, those.
Yes.
They're all like HBO or,
correct,
or Netflix,
Peacock, Hulu, Apple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People.
Yeah, I mean, did you miss an episode of The Cosbys?
No.
I mean, I love that show.
No, I mean, think about what Thursday nights and how long that was just a machine for NBC. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they transferred over to first to Seinfeld, then to Friends. I mean, what was it, about 20 years? And the Cosby Show was just an absolute monster. He was obviously Bill Cosby, very recognizable. But that show was such a talker in so many ways.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal. Even his sweaters, those were those Coogee. Am I right on that? The sweaters? I'm not sure.
But everybody knew him. You knew the brand. You saw a sweater, you knew it was Cosby, right?
Yeah, it was the Cosby sweater, right? And it just became a phenomenon. And here at 54, very, very sad news with Malcolm. Jamal Warner, you wrote a column I just loved, which is still available, StarTribune.com, about a woman who's in her late 50s, and she's not happy about her health. She's got type 2 diabetes. She weighs 350-some pounds. And the dramatic change in her life. I don't want to step on your touchdown call.
Yeah.
Lay it out, because those stories can grab people. Because Brenda isn't like, that's not a J.J. McCarthy. We're going to talk J.J. McCarthy next time. That's not J.J. McCarthy. That's not Anthony Edwards. This is somebody who might be your neighbor and might be having some of the same issues you have or different ones that you can relate to. And what determination she has demonstrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, when we talked last Monday and I was on the road, that's where I was going to spend the afternoon with Brenda, Brenda Dockendorf, up near St. Cloud. And I'd gotten a friend had emailed me and said she loved when I do features and, hey, I might have one for you. And there's this woman who's 64 now, Brenda is, and she's one of the, for her age group, one of the top power lifters in the nation, I think you could say. But, yeah, she had never been an athlete. Never gone to a fitness center, didn't really work out. She was, you know, overweight and type 2. She's on several medications for her diabetes. And
never been to a fitness center. We can't slide by that part. Think about that. Yeah.
Never been to a fitness center, didn't know anything about weightlifting, anything. And but she was ready to make a change. And she said she was sick and tired of feeling how she felt. So she saw a Facebook ad of her Anytime Fitness, a 21-day challenge, and signed up for it and went in there and just found a passion. She found a trainer who was in his early 20s, Trent Baird, and his mom had just died, and so he was reeling a little bit, and they found this kind of connection. They feel like they're family now, and she lost 150 pounds, and she saw a woman in her mid-20s who was doing the powerlifting, the squat and the bench press, and she said, I would love to try that, and he said, let's do it. Let's go for it, and she was incredibly strong, for her age, and I asked her where it came from. She said holding babies. She had six kids, and they were all big. And
big, I mean, this was big kids, yeah.
She wasn't an athlete. Her dream was to be a stay-at-home mom with a big family, and that's what she did. And so she started bench pressing. I sat there and watched her bench press 185 pounds. She's bench pressed 190, and she was set 5 state records at the state powerlifting meet. It's just a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
She no longer takes diabetes medicine because she got in such great shape. And as I told her, she's very humble, and, you know, I don't know if this is a good story she was telling me. I was like, are you kidding? This is a wonderful story. People, you know, want to read about your story and
be inspired.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
It is.
You know? And so, yeah, I had a blast getting to meet her and Trent and writing that story.
Yeah, it struck me. And again, Chip's column's available in Star Tribune. It should remind all of us on certain facets of our life where they have been a hurdle, they have been challenged, and they're either legitimate or we've made them more legitimate than we should have. And so they're really the same then, that we, like you just said, it's never too late. It's never too late to try to challenge it. Maybe we'll fail. Maybe we will not succeed, but the effort is out there in most circumstances, and read that column and realize how many things she's overcome. I mean, I was a little disappointed. You know me, I'm a big power lifter. You could have wrote that column about me, you know. But
well, the trainer asked me, he said, do you want to try it? I was like, no. I'll observe. I'll applaud. I will love every second of being able to watch and tell Brenda's story, but I'm not getting on the bench press after she almost benches 190 pounds.
I think that was a very astute decision. Let's come back and talk about the purple. It's about to begin where they dominate about every single headline in this town. Speaking of headlines, two different J.J. McCarthy compelling stories last 24 hours. We'll ask Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune about JJ in moments here on CCO.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right back with Chip Scoggins, the Vikings chipper, slowly but surely gathering. It's the first day 1 week from today. I think that's right.
No. We have our press conference to kick off tomorrow, and the first practice is Wednesday.
Oh, why was I thinking for some reason it was next week? I don't. That's on me.
They are ready. They're
more ready than I am.
Yeah,
they're more ready. They're more ready for training camp than I was for this question. So I read Kevin Seifert's story from ESPN on JJ McCarthy. I read Alec Lewis's story from The Athletic on JJ. Both very informative. Both showing his dedication, showing how McCarthy was willing to be coached up by Kevin O'Connell, and Josh McCown and the entire team last year, and then even going back home and all the work he was willing to do. If this season finishes, okay, and J.J. McCarthy is viewed as about middle of the pack as an NFL quarterback after 1 year. I'm not projecting, but this year he's about, when the regular season finishes, we won't even include playoffs, when the regular season finishes, if he is the 16th best quarterback, is that a victory for J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings?
I think a middle of the pack for a first-year starter is not bad. Right. I mean, I wouldn't because there's going to be bumps in the road. Like, we all think he's going to be a really good quarterback. I think most of us do. I won't say all, but to think it's going to happen year one, I don't know that that's particularly fair. But I will say this. They have done everything to build the infrastructure around him to give him the best chance to be good in his first year.
A lot of details.
When you look at the moves they made on the offensive line, running back, putting him in the best situation possible. And, you know, we've used this line before and people have heard it from O'Connell. Organizations fail young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. Well, they're living that motto in terms of just building everything around him so that he doesn't have to be viewed as a savior. He doesn't have to try to be more than he is. And I just think with what they've done, I think they're built better for the playoffs in terms of their trenches, being able to run the ball more consistently, particularly in the red zone. And if you go back to that Detroit game at the end of last year, there was no plan B because O'Connell either knew they couldn't run the ball, didn't trust they couldn't run the ball, and when Sam Darnold was having, you know, whatever he was going through, the nerves or whatever, and he couldn't connect a pass, particularly in the lower red, there was no other option. They didn't feel like they could run the ball there. And now I feel like they're better equipped to do that because of what they've done on the line in the trade at running back. So I think he's going to have a good year. And you know, you never say a team's going to win 14 games because it's just, you know, those pop-up seasons are pretty rare. But I think this is still a playoff team, and I think it's a team that's built to win now and better built to win in the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels last year was a revelation, right? It just doesn't happen hardly ever. Like, you think of Marino in his first year. It just so rarely happens where a rookie is one of the – I mean, where was Daniels last year? Maybe the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the league?
Yeah, that,
you know,
I saw a poll that had it been number five.
Yeah, that's year. Going into this season. That's behind the top four. And you know what? I agree. I was mesmerized by the guy the last 6 weeks or so, just seeing the playoffs. And that's why I threw out the middle of the pack. I think the Vikings should be elated. If a guy in his first year is the 16th best quarterback, that doesn't mean like 2 years later he can't be the fourth best. I just think it's so much to say you missed, I mean, all those reps that he missed. And I get it. He meets weekly with O'Connell. He's with McCown. They're having him call out the play sheet. He's picking Harrison Phillips' brain. He's doing all sorts of stuff. But that is an extraordinary leap. And then you talked about the trenches, because I want to stay there. And maybe it won't live up to the hype. But there's no team in the league on the offensive and defensive line who added more through free agency than the Vikings. Nobody.
Yep.
When you say the combination of power football, smash mouth, tough guy football, with the guard and center, with the two big guys on the defensive side. Then I think one of the X factors on this team this year is Dallas Turner. They loved him. Anybody watched college football like you watched a lot, that guy was a monster at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not easy to play with Gennard and Van Ginkle there, but he's too talented. If those two big lugs really help him out and he becomes a factor – and then the two Colts players live up to it. It's everything you just said. It's all the infrastructure which is set up. Plus, I mean, speaking of top five, how many coaches are better than O'Connell right now? I mean, is he the – if teams are just picking and it was just for 1 year, I don't know. Is he the seventh guy? Is he the eighth guy? Is he the sixth guy? I mean, long term, he might be the number one guy. If you said for the next 10 years, who would you want? And Flores, they have a lot of, you're right, that structure around him to give him a chance to exceed the expectations I've set for him, and probably not their expectations because they're so high on him, but to give him a chance to be really, really good right away.
Well, that's it. I mean, look at the money they spent. Look at the where they spent the money, and just look at the roster. Take the quarterback position out of it, and just look at the roster. It is built to win now. Like, it's a veteran roster. This is not a young team that's built through the draft, and okay, 3 years from now, you're going to see a big payoff. I mean, this is mostly free agents that have come in here. I mean, the two defensive linemen, Allen and Hargrave, they're over 30, right? I mean, it's not a long play for them.
And they've had health issues, right? That's part of the reason why they got him.
So, I mean, Harrison Smith, they brought him back. This is not a long play. This is a team that's built to win now. And so I don't think you can say, well, they got a first-year starting quarterback. No. I mean – The expectations that this team is going to, you know, be a playoff team and contend for something. And I do think we talked about the infrastructure, and you mentioned it too. You have the coach who spends more, invests more time and energy and thought into the quarterback and how you can develop that position than, you know, so many other coaches. I mean, it's just become his thing, right? The quarterback whisperer. And so with Josh McCown, I just think the bar is high. Like, there's the expectation bar is high, and whether it's his first year or fifth year, I think they really expected J.J. McCarthy's going to play well.
This story, folks who were 10 in the U have known about it for a while, but your paper brought it to light last Friday, where students who are 10 in the U of M will pay a $200 athletics fee even if they don't go to a game. Now, it's not uncommon. This happens throughout college. There's a lot of fees people pay when you go to the U of M, and you might not use them, just like whether it's Tennessee, ASU, wherever. It is such a money-making venture, as we've discussed endlessly, as you write about, as you're, you know, a part of the Parents Bear podcast. So you know the money, you know the gap they're facing. How, let's say, Chip Scoggins is just a parent who is a sales guy, and he's got two kids who are attending the U of M. They like sports. They don't love it. And they're paying $400 total for this fee. How should they feel?
Yeah, just to be accurate, it's $200 for the year, $100 for the semester. But
yeah,
but yeah,
right.
Yeah. I am going to do that. I am a parent. I'm paying. We're putting three kids through college, and so I am paying those big fees. And my wife and I have saved and sacrificed and done everything we can to try to prevent our kids from coming out and being saddled with debt. And It's hard. Like, I would be frustrated.
Yep.
Because, this is something that's, it's something we deal with financially, trying to make this work. And so, and then, even though my kids love sports, like, you're going to pay another fee on top of this. I completely understand why people are frustrated with you, particularly because this is coming at the same time as a tuition hike. And that's
yes.
where the, I think a lot of the outrage is coming. It just speaks to, Trev Alberts is the former football player. Mm-hmm. He's the AD. He was AD. And a couple years ago, he said college sports doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem.
Yeah.
and that's what happened.
So does college. So does the university system.
Yeah. They spent and spent and spent and spent because of the arms race. We need this. We need that. Our rivals is doing this. We need to upgrade this area. And now all of a sudden, because the TV money was coming in and they had that extra money to spend, they all spent it. And now all of a sudden, because of the house settlement, oh, by the way, you have a $20 million expense that you have to account for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what are you going to do, right? You're going to have student fees. You're going to have layoff people. You're going to cut sports. You're going to do these different things. And so they're scrambling. And I think we reported that student fee, they're projecting a $7 million,
It's a lot of money.
But they're still $9 million behind.
Yeah, right. They had already counted that in the deficit they're facing. Because I think you nailed so much of it. There are so many people listening right now who might be in your position, where still have kids attending, or they just finished, or they think back to their experience and the multiple jobs, or what they're still paying, and then they see these television contracts and the money, and think, "What the hell's going on?" And it is frustrating. There's also a lot of fees and other extraneous costs you're now paying at universities. And then you see these stories about the incredible amount of bureaucracy at universities. And I get they're way more than sports. I'm not my father. You're not my father either. My father just sports, sports, sports. And you see individuals getting paid $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 for these jobs, which 5, 10, 20 years ago didn't exist. It's so expensive, the whole process. And I just can't get mad at somebody saying, you know what? I'm on a razor's edge with my daughter right now, and now we have more things we got to pay for. And the truth is, she doesn't care about sports. What about the other things she cares about? Are there fees for other people to help that out? But it is an apparatus on the athletic side, which is always going to be incredibly visible, which does, when teams have success, the attention helps increase enrollment. It brings in money. And it's also a little bit a part of the new wild, wild west, which is unfolding right in front of our eyes.
It is. And the other thing is their football stadium seats 50,000 people.
Yep.
Some of their competitors, 75,000, 100,000. That's a big difference in revenue than what other people are bringing in, and they're playing in the same ballpark. They're still the Gophers committed to spending that cap, so it's a tough situation. I mean, it's they got to spend it, to be in, part of that mix. You got to come up with the money.
Great stuff as always, sir. Outstanding column on Brenda. Enjoy it, and who knows, maybe we'll even touch base this week with the Vikings, make some news with everything starting this week. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds good, brother.
Chip Scoggins, 34 past 2.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.